It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome back to another week of our Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. No four-legged friend this week, but we are joined by one of our two-legged friends, Dr. Story, out at Farm and Friend Vet Clinic here in Cameron, kind enough to join us to talk flea and tick and heartworm prevention. It's getting to be that kind of year where our four-legged friends are going to be outside a lot more and getting exposed to these parasites and things, so we got to do all we can to help prevent all of that. And Dr. Story, kind enough to take time out of his busy schedule to join us and talk about this. Dr. Story, first, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to visit with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good to be here.
Now, glad to have you. Let's first talk, how do you go about choosing the best preventative measures for fleas and ticks and heartworm? What do you guys look at? How do you decide on what the best product is?
You know, that a lot of that varies with the animal's lifestyle, what his situation is. You know, we have a vast variety out here of how animals live, anywhere from the farm dog that he spends all his time outside and in the woods and who knows where, to the smaller dogs that are primarily in the house and have a little less exposure, and our exposure is a little different. But even though it's less, there's always that exposure that's there. So it's trying to target our specific pet to get our heartworm and our flea and tick medication for that specific situation.
So certainly want to talk to your vet about your animal itself. What kind of different products are there out there to help prevent these things? And are there some all-in-one fixes, or are these different medicines we have to go with?
Mostly it's different medicines. There are one or two theoretical all-in-ones, but even the all-in-ones leave something out. So at the moment, we don't have one, one size fits all or one product that will cover everything. And so we have to usually go with something that's for heartworm and for flea and tick. The one that does, there's one that does heartworms and fleas, but then it doesn't touch the ticks. So in order to kind of get everything, we usually wind up going with two products. The single product works fairly well for a pet that's primarily an indoor pet, and its exposure is going to be limited. He's going to go outside for a limited amount of time, and in that situation, the exposures primarily are going to be to the mosquito and to the flea, but they'll have less tick exposure. So sometimes we can get by with our single product in those. Otherwise, we usually have to select from one of the other products, or two of the other products, I should say, one for the heartworm and one for the flea and tick situation.
So, Dr. Story, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us about this this topic of preventing parasites and fleas and heartworms and all that type of stuff. We certainly appreciate it and appreciate all your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Story with the Farm and Friend Vet Clinic right here in Cameron, joining us here on our Pet of the Week, talking flea, tick, and heartworm prevention.